Because statistically, about 50% of customers don't complain about service failures, at least not to the service provider. But negative word of mouth, now that's got worse implications for your business. Also, you'd have to pay your employees to execute the service a second time. Typically, a service recovery is going to involve some kind of compensation, right? So it's going to cost your company some money that you're going to have to account for in your budget. I've actually been researching some of these issues myself, because what we need is a deeper understanding of customers' thought processes and their reactions to service recoveries. How do consumers form expectations? How do they react to different service recovery tactics? Can we predict how any given customer will react to a given service failure? People's expectations, their priorities vary. If I'm in a hurry and the French fries I order at a fast food restaurant aren't piping hot, I might not complain because I got them fast. But if I'm not in a hurry, I might return the fries, even if I had to wait for a fresh batch.